In our church today, we are celebrating Thanksgiving Sunday. Today, we honor gratitude. In former times, we gave thanks for the bounty of the earth. Members of the congregation brought in produce from their gardens and dishes of food. On other occasions, homemade handcrafts were displayed, thereby giving thanks for the materials, the imagination for the designs, the tools with which the articles were made, and the hands that did the work. In their everyday lives, people are constantly giving thanks to another person, to a deity, to the universe for a diverse number of gifts. It can be anything such as thanking an angel for finding a parking space, one of my favourites, to keep family and friends safe, for finding lost things, a safe journey, and all the times we prayed as children that our mothers wouldn't kill us when we disobeyed her. Someone must have heard us, we are still here. We are constantly praying and lighting candles for a return to health of someone in need. Unfortunately, the outcome isn't always what we want. When it is, we are very happy to say thank you. So here we are gathered today, this lovely, friendly group of people in this beautiful church, to pray and give thanks for all the goodness and support we have received over time. Usually we come for spiritual nourishment, to meet friends and socialise. But what about our spiritual life and beliefs? I believe we are spiritual beings with a body. We come from God, we return to God. As such, we can give thanks for our spiritual gifts. We each have our own story. Not everyone believes in the continuation of the soul in another place when we die, nor do they believe in God or a higher being. As Catholics, we believed heaven was up in the sky, somewhere above the clouds. Hell was down below. Purgatory was somewhere in between and a step to heaven. At baptism, original sin was washed away and life started with a clean slate. It was easy to believe in God and follow the rules of the church. Most of the friends, relations, and neighbours did too. God was in the church where we went to Mass on Sunday and holy days, and to say a prayer, except when we were in dire need and looked towards heaven. Long after I left school and home, I began to question my religion. Then the wandering and wondering and searching began. It was a life-giving and challenging experience, meeting interesting and helpful people with different faiths and beliefs. The genie was let out of the bottle, and of course, once opened, the wonderful thing is, that genie can never be put back inside the bottle again. One day, some young women and I were discussing Jesus' visit to his friends, Mary and Martha. Mary was chatting with Jesus while Martha had to do the work and look after the food. She was complaining about Mary not helping as she chatted with Jesus. One woman said, "Of course Martha was not happy. She fancied Jesus herself." I was utterly taken aback. Such a disrespectful thing to say about Jesus, I thought. Of course she was right. Because he was the Son of God, I'd never seen him as the charismatic and human man he was. Looking around, it is easy to see God's hand in the beauty in the world. The variety of species of animals and birds, the vegetation in different areas, the vastness of the universe. No two persons are the same. Looking closer at the minutiae of a flower, there is shape, colour, texture, stamen, and it's alive, thriving in the right environment. One can only marvel at all this and believe in a higher power. Then there are times when it's hard to accept God exists, particularly when in pain and trauma. We pray to the divine and nothing improves. Where is the God we are told loves us? Or is he all a myth? And we are totally responsible for ourselves. We have a body wherein there's a mind, senses, limbs, instinct, and organs which function to keep the body in working order. What more could we need? Yet there is the need to seek and search for something deeper. we move more towards spirituality. In his book, Finding God in All Things, Brian Grogan, SJ, says, spirituality is concerned with a person in relation to God. It concerns our experience of God, not our experience of ideas, rules, or regulations. What differentiates it from theology is its focus on the actual, living moment-by-moment relationship between the person and God in real-life situations. We look forward to friends and family for help and support. Often help arrives unexpectedly through what Brian Grogan says, calls escorts of grace. Some would call them angels. They are people who come and make a positive difference to a life. They could be a relative or a random person helping to fill in a difficult form. We tend to see God as male, depicted as an elderly bearded man in the heavens, and always referred to as he. In her book, She Who Is, Elizabeth Johnson says, Spirit Sophia, friend, sister, mother, and grandmother of the world, builds relationships of solidarity, not antithesis between God and human beings, and among human beings, which are each other and the earth. Held in her affection, human beings are called to be genuine companions of all creatures, advocating justice and parenting life while not being diminished or overpowered by a dominating will. She goes on to say, a Puerto Rican woman named Inez, when, after noting that God is to her above all a dark mystery, she observes, but if they would ask me to draw God, I would draw my grandmother smiling, because she's the only person that I believe has filled me, or filled me so much that I can compare her with God. I would draw a picture of my grandmother with her hands open smiling, as if to say, come with me, because I am waiting for you. God is strength for the struggle, strength to keep going, to encourage. Love and friendship are among the greatest gifts given and received. The word and hand given in comfort and celebration are highly valued and connect us to one another in a special way. Marion Williamson, in her book, The Mystic Jesus, says, God is an infinite ocean of love, not figuratively, but literally, of which we are part and from which we cannot be separated. So, in essence, God is love. Love is difficult to define, yet everyone has a sense of what it is and what it means to them. Even text messages can be used to send love in a variety of emojis. Love brings energy and joy, peace and creativity, compassion and healing, and an end to segregation. It must be meaningful when it is given. Love and respect are the basis of relationship, leading to ongoing harmony in the wider surroundings. In these terrible wars at the moment, where we see such destruction, death, poverty, and hate, the lack of love is very evident. It's only through love, respect, negotiation, and trust that all wars and divisions will cease. There has to be a willingness and desire for peace and to keep that peace. Similarly, there has to be a desire to restore our planet to a habitable and secure home for all beings. When we do the required work, nature will follow. We need to give thanks to a higher power, whether he or she, and ask for help in bringing peace and harmony to our home. I will finish with Patrick Kavanagh's words. Men build their heavens as they build their circle of friends. God is in the bits and pieces of the everyday. A kiss here, and a laugh again, and sometimes tears. Amen.